Welcome to Simply Orthodox, focusing on the centrality of the gospel for everyday life and liturgy. This podcast features Dr. Bradley Nassif, professor of biblical and theological studies at North Park University in Chicago, and a well-known speaker in Orthodox churches throughout America. Here's Dr. Nassif.
Most of my life's work over the past 53 years has been devoted to understanding God's truth as it's been known in the Orthodox tradition. I completed 4 advanced degrees in New Testament, European History, Orthodox Pastoral Studies, and my doctoral work in Patristics under the late Father John Meyendorf. I've been an invited speaker at prestigious conferences around the world. I've done television documentaries, taught at leading seminaries, and published widely. All this, however, means absolutely nothing if I don't keep the person of Christ at the very center of my life and thought. Without him, I'm an ignorant theologian, a big zero. The same is true for our Orthodox churches in America and abroad. I'm convinced that the Orthodox Church preserves the fullness of God's truth, but I'm equally persuaded that we haven't made that truth very meaningful and accessible to our own church members. The most urgent need in the Orthodox world today is the need for an aggressive internal mission of bringing our people to faith in Jesus Christ. The gospel of Christ and our life in Him need to be reclaimed as the very centerpiece of church life. And what is the gospel? The gospel is simply the good news of the kingdom of God. It's the good news that God has reached out to save the world through His Son, Jesus Christ, and that all those who put their faith in Him will have eternal life, now and in the age to come. The gospel is the good news that death has been destroyed through the cross and resurrection of Christ, and that Christ has given us the power to live that life every day, in our homes, at our place of work, and in the church. The gospel is the heart of Christian living. The gospel is the heart of the church. The gospel is the heart of our sacraments. The gospel is the heart of Christian education. And the gospel is the heart of missions and evangelism. But I've noticed over the years that despite their hard work, priests often lament the unchanged lives that they see in their parishioners. And I agree. We all know that the Orthodox Church possesses a very rich and beautiful theological inheritance. Few would dispute the architectural wonder of our cathedrals, the artistic beauty of our iconography, or the inspirational impact of our ancient hymns and liturgical services. Still, it is quite obvious from the weak participation in our liturgical services and in the personal lives of some members that Orthodoxy is often failing to meet the spiritual needs of our people in America, as well as the motherlands of Russia, Greece, Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and around the world. Parishioners are coming and going in and out of church with little visible change in their lives. In short, they don't know the core content of the gospel or how to integrate its meaning into their everyday lives. I realize these are hard things to say, but like a doctor, a correct diagnosis must precede the proper cure. So I wonder, are our people evangelized, or are they just sacramentalized? What I'm saying is that contemporary Orthodoxy possesses the gospel in a formal way, but we're often not translating it in a relevant, life-changing way. The clarity of the gospel is not intentionally made central to our liturgical services and everyday lives. Oh yes, formally, in its liturgy and sacraments and iconography, in its hymns and spirituality and theological literature, the Orthodox Church is extremely Christ-centered. In practice, however, it often is not. Just because the gospel is formally in the life of the Church does not mean that Orthodox parishioners have understood and appropriated its message. All of us, bishops, priests, and people, need to make the gospel crystal clear and absolutely central in our parishes. True sacramental preaching makes the gospel central to every liturgical act and every liturgical season of fasting and prayer. Without the centrality of the gospel, we theologians and church leaders can end up imposing on our people the evil of religious formalism and barren ritualism. It becomes, in effect, not a true orthodoxy, but a false one. None of us must take for granted that everyone in the church is converted and has no need to hear the basic gospel message. St. Simeon the New Theologian reminds us of that. The life-changing message of the forgiveness of sins and new life in Christ must be diligently applied to the entire sacramental life of the Church. Only then will we truly worship God in spirit and in truth. For this reason, I believe that it is vital for us to focus on the centrality of Christ, not the centrality of Orthodoxy. Consider this single proposition. If the gospel is made clearer and more central to all we do in the Church, our churches will grow and our people will be nourished. Once Jesus in his Trinitarian relations is proclaimed and related to all the Church's sacraments and liturgical actions, then everything will reflect that Christ-centeredness. For example, in the sacraments, the worship services will be more meaningful because the priest shows how Christ heals us through the different sacraments. In the liturgy, the divine liturgy will focus not on the Eucharist per se, but on Christ in the liturgy of the Word and in the liturgy of the sacrament, two inseparable aspects of the Sunday liturgy, one leading to the other. In Christian education, teaching will not simply be about learning the symbolic meaning of the priest's vestments, church architecture, and so forth, but on the Bible itself and how Jesus Christ and the Holy Trinity are the primary focus of those vestments and artistic expressions of theology. In missions and evangelism, the Church's work will not simply seek to, quote, plant churches, but to convert sinners to personal faith in Christ through repentance, faith, and baptism. Moreover, its internal mission to parishioners who are Orthodox in name only may, for the first time, lead people into a saving relationship with Christ through rededicating their lives to the Lord as a renewal of their baptism. Finally, in the Orthodox Church's preaching, the gospel of Jesus Christ will be applied to the marketplace of business, school, social, and family life. Quite simply, we need to recover the evangelical dimensions of our Church's faith. I have provided the theological foundations for this in my chapter titled The Evangelical Theology of the Eastern Orthodox Church in the book Three Views on Eastern Orthodoxy and Evangelicalism, edited by James Stamoulis, published by Zondervan in 2004. Very simply, we need to make the pulpit agree with the altar. Strange as it may sound, the Church's preaching needs to become more Eucharistic. Why? Because the Eucharist proclaims the gospel. It proclaims the Lord's death until he comes, said St. Paul. The death, resurrection, and second coming of Christ are the very core of the good news. The Orthodox Church has such a long history and rich theology that it's easy for us to lose sight of the forest for the trees. But we must never lose sight of the simplicity of the gospel and its far-reaching consequences for everyday life. That's why I'm so concerned to relate the Church's faith to the workaday world of the common Christian. We need to be clear about the gospel and make it the core of our lives and ministries. So if we Orthodox wish to possess a truly incarnational Trinitarian faith in practice, we will need to constantly recover the personal and relational aspects of God in every life-giving action of the Church. Failure to keep the gospel central will constitute an experiential denial of our own faith. The liturgy itself exhorts us to that end. The four Gospels are the only books, you notice, that sit upon the very center of the altar, because in them alone do we hear the good news. All else in the Church is commentary on that. In closing, many years ago I was taking a patristics course with Father John Meyendorf. When we got to St. Athanasius, Father John said, St. Athanasius was a gospel theologian. In other words, he was a man of the kerygma. All that he wrote and did was nothing more than an outworking of the gospel. Perhaps it's not surprising, said Father John, that the most classical piece of all patristic literature is by St. Athanasius, titled On the Incarnation of the Word. You cannot find a more central piece of patristic literature in all the Church's writings than that. So let's be more like St. Athanasius today, I say. Only a courageous focus on the ABCs of the gospel will feed our lives and grow our parishes. There is nothing more important in the Church than the mystery of the cross and the victory of the resurrection of Christ. In this way, the gates of paradise have been opened. Our relationship with God has been restored. Christ is risen. Christos Anesti. Masih Am. So let it be known in everything we say and everything we do in our lives and in our liturgies. This is Brad Nassif for Ancient Faith Radio.
Simply Orthodox with Dr. Brad Nassif, a professor of biblical and theological studies at North Park University in Chicago, and an Orthodox speaker and author in many publications, including Again Magazine, published by Conciliar Press. This is a listener-supported feature of Ancient Faith Radio.